17강 복합 이해 기출 예제 1번부터 2번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 1번과 2번 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello, students. Previously, we discussed traditional foods in different countries. Today, I'll talk about surprising birthplaces of everyday foods. First, people believe the Caesar salad is named after a Roman emperor. But a well-known story is that the name came from a chef in Mexico. He created it by putting together some basic ingredients when running out of food. Second, bagels are a famous New York food, but they're likely from Central Europe. A widely repeated story says that they were first made in Vienna to celebrate the defeat of an invading army. Third, many people think kiwis are from New Zealand. It's probably because a small, flightless bird from New Zealand has the same name. In fact, the food is from China. Last, if there's any country known for potatoes, it's Ireland. That's because crop failures of this food caused extreme hunger in Ireland in the 19th century. However, the food is believed to come from South America. Now, we'll watch a short video about these foods.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, students. Previously, we discussed traditional foods in different countries. Today, I'll talk about surprising birthplaces of everyday foods. First, people believe the Caesar salad is named after a Roman emperor. But a well-known story is that the name came from a chef in Mexico. He created it by putting together some basic ingredients when running out of food. Second, bagels are a famous New York food, but they're likely from Central Europe. A widely repeated story says that they were first made in Vienna to celebrate the defeat of an invading army. Third, many people think kiwis are from New Zealand. It's probably because a small, flightless bird from New Zealand has the same name. In fact, the food is from China. Last, if there's any country known for potatoes, it's Ireland. That's because crop failures of this food caused extreme hunger in Ireland in the 19th century. However, the food is believed to come from South America. Now, we'll watch a short video about these foods.
1번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? 2번. 언급된 음식이 아닌 것은? 1번부터 2번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 1번과 2번 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello, everyone. Isn't it amazing how smart animals are? Sometimes it seems like animals are just like humans. One of the smartest animals is the chimpanzee. Chimpanzees can make and even use tools, band together to hunt, solve advanced problems, learn sign language, and even use symbols for objects. Also, dolphins are very sociable, have a complex language, and can learn a vast array of commands to perform a wide variety of tasks. That is why they are able to put on performances for humans. Another bright animal is the crow. They will take nuts from trees and place them in the street for cars to run over them to crack the shells. And then they will fly down to get the soft nut meat inside. Last, squirrels have incredible memories. They will steal food from bird feeders and hide it for later, knowing exactly where to find it even after several months. They will even pretend to hide food to confuse potential thieves. Now, let's watch a video about these animals.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, everyone. Isn't it amazing how smart animals are? Sometimes it seems like animals are just like humans. One of the smartest animals is the chimpanzee. Chimpanzees can make and even use tools, band together to hunt, solve advanced problems, learn sign language, and even use symbols for objects. Also, dolphins are very sociable, have a complex language, and can learn a vast array of commands to perform a wide variety of tasks. That is why they are able to put on performances for humans. Another bright animal is the crow. They will take nuts from trees and place them in the street for cars to run over them to crack the shells. And then they will fly down to get the soft nut meat inside. Last, squirrels have incredible memories. They will steal food from bird feeders and hide it for later, knowing exactly where to find it even after several months. They will even pretend to hide food to confuse potential thieves. Now, let's watch a video about these animals.
1번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? 2번. 언급된 동물이 아닌 것은? 3번부터 4번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 3번과 4번 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Good morning, everyone. I am Bill Johns from Blue River Health Center. Flexibility is one of the best things you can build to avoid injuries and make sure you get the most out of your exercise. So, today I'd like to give you some exercise tips to improve your flexibility. For your shoulder, put your arm across your body and press it with the other hand. A flexible waist is also important for your health. To help with that, sit up straight and turn your upper body right slowly. And then turn it to the left. For improving your leg flexibility, sit on the floor and bend your upper body forward. Finally, for improved wrist flexibility, first sit on the floor. Turn your hands inside out and press your hands lightly on the floor for 30 seconds. You can feel the muscles around your wrist stretch. Make these stretches part of your daily exercise routine. With time and patience, you will become more flexible and fit.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Good morning, everyone. I am Bill Johns from Blue River Health Center. Flexibility is one of the best things you can build to avoid injuries and make sure you get the most out of your exercise. So, today I'd like to give you some exercise tips to improve your flexibility. For your shoulder, put your arm across your body and press it with the other hand. A flexible waist is also important for your health. To help with that, sit up straight and turn your upper body right slowly. And then turn it to the left. For improving your leg flexibility, sit on the floor and bend your upper body forward. Finally, for improved wrist flexibility, first sit on the floor. Turn your hands inside out and press your hands lightly on the floor for 30 seconds. You can feel the muscles around your wrist stretch. Make these stretches part of your daily exercise routine. With time and patience, you will become more flexible and fit.
3번. 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? 4번. 언급된 신체 부위가 아닌 것은? 5번부터 6번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 5번과 6번 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello, listeners. I'm Sarah Cliff from Beautiful Life. When the going gets tough, you need any little lift that you'll get in a more positive frame of mind. Today, I'll talk about a few types of flowers that help reduce stress and foster feelings of happiness. First, the aroma of lavender has long been thought to ease anxiety. While you could light a scented candle, the natural fragrance of fresh lavender perfumes the air constantly for a more consistent effect. Roses are also of great help. Don't just stop to smell the roses, stop to see the roses. A study found that office workers who looked at roses felt more relaxed and comfortable. Geraniums have the same effect as roses. The colorful flowers have always cheered people up, and the mild scent of the geranium plant has been thought to promote peace of mind. Lastly, there are graceful orchids. Orchids bloom year-round, bringing a touch of mood-enhancing color during winter's gloomiest days. Now, we've got to take a commercial break. Stay tuned.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, listeners. I'm Sarah Cliff from Beautiful Life. When the going gets tough, you need any little lift that you'll get in a more positive frame of mind. Today, I'll talk about a few types of flowers that help reduce stress and foster feelings of happiness. First, the aroma of lavender has long been thought to ease anxiety. While you could light a scented candle, the natural fragrance of fresh lavender perfumes the air constantly for a more consistent effect. Roses are also of great help. Don't just stop to smell the roses, stop to see the roses. A study found that office workers who looked at roses felt more relaxed and comfortable. Geraniums have the same effect as roses. The colorful flowers have always cheered people up, and the mild scent of the geranium plant has been thought to promote peace of mind. Lastly, there are graceful orchids. Orchids bloom year-round, bringing a touch of mood-enhancing color during winter's gloomiest days. Now, we've got to take a commercial break. Stay tuned.
5번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (6번) 언급된 꽃이 아닌 것은? 7번부터 8번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 7번과 8번 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello, listeners. I'm Don Harrison from the Department of Waste Management. A lot of people aren't sure how to dispose of certain household items. They don't know whether to just throw them away or recycle them. So, here are some helpful tips. First, since most batteries contain harmful materials, drop off used-up batteries to get recycled at a local electronics retailer or a recycling center. Next, when disposing of old cell phones, take them to a phone manufacturer or wireless service provider. Another option is to donate them to a charity. Just be sure to erase all your information beforehand. For liquid household cleaners, follow the instructions on the product label. If it says not to dump them down the drain, check with your local waste disposal facility. Finally, for expired medications or ones you don't take anymore, take them to a pharmacy for disposal. Don't flush them down the toilet, as they can contaminate groundwater. Follow these tips to keep your home and the earth safe. Thanks.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, listeners. I'm Don Harrison from the Department of Waste Management. A lot of people aren't sure how to dispose of certain household items. They don't know whether to just throw them away or recycle them. So, here are some helpful tips. First, since most batteries contain harmful materials, drop off used-up batteries to get recycled at a local electronics retailer or a recycling center. Next, when disposing of old cell phones, take them to a phone manufacturer or wireless service provider. Another option is to donate them to a charity. Just be sure to erase all your information beforehand. For liquid household cleaners, follow the instructions on the product label. If it says not to dump them down the drain, check with your local waste disposal facility. Finally, for expired medications or ones you don't take anymore, take them to a pharmacy for disposal. Don't flush them down the toilet, as they can contaminate groundwater. Follow these tips to keep your home and the earth safe. Thanks.
7번. 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것은? (8번) 언급된 물건이 아닌 것은?